99.9 Radio USA. Poor, poor, pitiful me. There's Terry Clark. It is 6:52, and we're at 28 below. It's me, Scott Hansen. Great music on the way from Brett Eldridge. His new one is Beat of the Music. Going to play that one for you. But right now, it's time to get weird. The weird news is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A police dog is out of work after the Gulfport, Mississippi Police Department fired him for being too lazy. The department says they had no choice but to send Fred the police dog packing due to his poor work ethic. Fred was used by the police department for his ability to sniff out contraband, but his inability to stay focused lost him his job. Cops say he was easily distracted and would often be found playing with a soda can instead of doing his job. The department says that Fred will be retired to the training facility that he came from, and nothing bad is going to happen to him. He's just live out his life and be lazy. Why not? It's a dog's life, right? How about this one? Now, I apologize ahead of time if this story bothers anybody, but it's so weird, I have to put it in the weird news. A Colorado woman was determined to do whatever it took to save a puppy's life. So she decided to breastfeed the ailing puppy back to health. The puppy was one of a litter of orphaned lab mix puppies that wasn't able to eat from a bottle. So rather than watch the little guy starve to death, the woman, who was still nursing her own 15-month-old human baby, jumped into action and let the puppy latch on. She explains, "I didn't know what else to do. I was desperate, and I just couldn't bear sitting there watching it die." Well, it appears her decision paid off, as the dog is said to be doing well and, by the way, is no longer breastfeeding. And finally, a pair of Florida crooks who thought they had a mighty big score in the bag had their dreams trashed when they fled the scene of an armored truck robbery with an empty money sack rather than the loaded money sack that they wanted. Latrell Sawyer and an underage accomplice ambushed a guard who was servicing a mall ATM and pushed him to the ground. As soon as he'd emptied the machine, they subdued him and snatched his bag, but not the one that he had just stuffed $6,000 of crisp 10s and 20s in. Sawyer was apprehended a short time later after discovering that he'd come up empty, an empty bag. He and the teen still both face charges of robbery without a weapon. That's your weird news this morning. It's 6:55.
The Ford F-Series for 37 straight years.